Hey guys, this is the TWG podcast. This is our first one, so hopefully you guys like it. Firstly, we have JP with us.
What's up?
We got Rich.
Hey man, how you guys doing?
This is Black Knight, also known as Kevin. Woo! Then we have a couple other people in our podcast that are not here. We've got Adam, who's not here, Danny, Brittany, and Mundane. Hopefully they'll join us maybe in the upcoming podcast if this one takes off. We're missing Jay too. Jay was supposed to come, but we assumed he got really drunk last night and passed out somewhere. So hopefully next week he'll be sober up and get ready to join us. So right now we're just kind of talk about a little bit about the games we want to play or games we're looking forward to. For me, I'm still waiting to play Tiger Woods. I love Tiger Woods. I love golfing. So I'm hoping, you know, when I have a little bit more money, a little bit more cash, I can play that game. Have you guys tried Tiger Woods yet?
Wanted to, but just haven't had the time to get around to it. It seems pretty fun and everything, but
I just love the fact that you can, like, it just, like, when I played the last Tiger Woods game, I just felt really connected. Like, I felt like I was golfing pretty much. And I just heard that this one played really well. Square, you want to add something?
Yeah, I liked just the online portion of that game, but I'm not a big golf fan myself, but it did seem like a lot of fun.
What are you guys looking forward to then, I guess?
I'm waiting for Mushroom Man. I haven't played that a good platformer in a long time. It just seems so unique and just looks great, sounds great, and can't wait to see what's going on with that game.
Mushroom.
You really want to play as a mushroom.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a different game, I'll admit that, but turned out really good. It looks really good. It's a pretty good looking Wii game.
The only thing I'm worried about is that they've been giving a lot of free stuff away around it, like pre-order bonuses, and like there's been like guitar giveaways, and
it just seems that like this game is actually getting a lot of promotion, unlike Metroid Prime 3.
Don't even talk about that.
All right, JP, man, do you have any upcoming games you guys looking forward to?
Well, what's wrong with me is like my Wii is just sitting there like for 3 months, and I don't play it at all. And the only game that I'm looking forward to right now is The Conduit.
The Conduit.
So just kind of crazy. I'm just like ready to play it. So
you're not buying games in 08? No Wii games for 08?
I mean, okay, we got like Animal Crossing and like maybe Guitar Hero and Call of Duty, but like I don't know, this game, like, I don't know.
You know what? I'm really looking forward to some of the WiiWare stuff, actually. I just read the World of Goo review. I was wondering, when does that come out?
I think it comes out tomorrow, actually. 1500.
Really?
That's kind of expensive.
But it apparently it's amazing. A lot of the reviews have been pretty positive. And let's not forget, though, Animal Crossing coming out this year, too. I liked Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing was pretty fun. I liked it in the GameCube. I didn't play it on the DS, though.
I have the DS, and like, I mean, I like it, it's cool, like, and everything, but like, the problem that I have with the new one is like, it's almost the same thing, like.
It looks exactly like the DS game.
Yeah, it's like the same thing, so I don't know if I want to buy like the same game, like, again, like, I don't know. I mean, it has Wii Speak, and like, that's cool and all, but, I don't know.
That seems, the Wii Speak channel, I'm waiting for that one. Hopefully it'll be better than what I assume it's going to be with only 4 people. Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, how does it work? Like, can you explain it a bit?
I think it's just going to be like a downloadable channel onto the menu. Then you just go to it, and it's like, probably there's going to be another set of friend codes, of course. And they didn't explain too much about it other than it was coming, and it's going to be free with people who buy the Wii Speak device separately.
And how much is that retailing for, the Wii Speak device? Because I know it's packing with Animal Crossing, but isn't it sold separately too?
Yeah, I think it's $30.
But, the Nintendo conference, though, they talked about the new DSi with a built-in camera and a couple other neat features. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't know. The DSi, I mean, okay, it's good. Like, it has a lot of new features and new, like, kind of like weak channels, or like kind of weak channels for like good features, like for the DSi, like for photo editing and like the music thing. But like, I don't know. I'm not really like, I don't know, I'm not looking really forward to the DSi. Like, I have my DS Lite, and it still works fine.
Really? I was surprised.
I mean, what I was hoping for, like, if you see in our, poll analysis, like, the DS that, like, some fake Photoshop DS, like, that thing looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
And, like, I was hoping something like that. Something like some remade, like, design, not like the same thing with the camera like on top and like just bring it out.
Rich, you got anything to say?
Like, I think there's gonna be like games for the DSi about like that uses the camera, so you'll have to go around like find this color, find this shape or something like that. That's gonna be the whole game, kind of like a I Spy kind of stuff. But DSi kind of seems just like a, not even a big update to the DS.
See, like, I was just wondering, though, is that, like, I understand it's a camera there, but is it a more, is it just an accessory, or is it an actual gameplay feature that's going to be included in lots of games? Because I'm trying to think of the uses of it, and it, beyond just taking a photo, I don't know what kind of the games, like, you know, that will actually really benefit from it.
There was one game on the Game Boy Advance where you had to be outside sometimes, like, daylight affected the gameplay.
Oh, the sun game. It's the Golden Sun?
Yeah.
Well, I heard, you know, there could be a Wii Golden Sun, but nothing confirmed, all speculation, because that was made by Camelot. Yeah, and those guys after Hot Shots, well, no, they did a golf game. Well, hopefully, you know, Golden Sun Wii. Not confirmed, but hopefully. But the only thing I'm worried about with the DSi is that the DSi is still selling like crazy. I don't know why they would bring out the DSi now. You know what I mean?
I don't know, like, they're saying that they're not like with like the iPhone and all that, but I think it's something because of that, like the audience that like the PSP and the iPhone's picking up. Because I mean, the DS doesn't have like any media features like built in. Like you have to buy stuff to add like music, listen to music and stuff like that. I think that's one thing that they're trying to do, like pick up like that audience that they don't have. And like, I think, I mean, it's a good idea. It's good, but. I was hoping for something else, a bigger change. I mean, it's good, but I was hoping for a bigger change.
I think the word you're searching here is that it wasn't a necessary upgrade. They didn't really need to do the DSi Lite. It's more of, it's just, they felt they needed to just to compete with the Apple.
But I'm looking for is the downloadable, games that download, like, BC, games and real games to the DS and the memory and all that. Like, I think that's really cool, the future they have with the DS and we connected.
But you know, that's just an interesting future, and hopefully, you know, they actually expand on it and it'd be great. Okay, so next we'll be talking about the Punch Out, I guess. Punch Out looks pretty sick. I gotta admit, I was a fan of the original, and this one's actually shaping up pretty good. JP, how do you feel about it?
I downloaded Punch Out, the first one, on my Wii, and I love it. And this one looks, I think it looks really good. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to buy it, like, first day it comes out. I'm going to definitely buy it.
Yeah.
I was, like, when it first came out back in the day, I was afraid of that game. Mike Tyson scared the crap out of me.
He's afraid he's gonna bite your ear off.
That's right.
I'm just hoping for, you know, dual emotes and plus action somehow. You know what I mean?
That would be great. Like, cause like, I'm just hoping they're not gonna do the same thing with Wii boxing. Cause like, I mean, it's okay, but it doesn't work that good. Like, you can't really punch and do whatever you want.
So. I'm just worried about the nunchuck. Because the nunchuck is not as responsive as the Wiimote.
That's one thing that I'm worried about. Like, they're going to do the Wii Motion Plus for for the Wiimote, but they're not going to do anything for the nunchuck. And, like, that just had me confused.
Exactly.
The Motion Plus is going to be able to detect better where the nunchuck is related to the Wiimote.
Hmm.
Like, it already does that right now, but it's going to be able to do it more precisely.
But will that help the nunchuck, though? Like, I don't know if it helped the nunchuck that much, because sometimes the nunchucks work fine, but for other games, it's not as responsive, and that's what I worry about. If they do, like, how they did in Wii Box with the right hand and left hand, I'm just afraid that the left hand will always, well, since I'm right-handed, I'll hold the Wii with my right hand, nunchuck and left hand, my left punch will never be as accurate as my right. But is there an online mode in that?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. That's so tight.
That'd be great if it has online.
That's what I hope it would be. Like, can you imagine getting to play, like, you know, as not just Little Mac, but all the other guys, and, like, taking them online, just having a nice little brawl?
You should listen to this podcast and, like, have the idea and do it.
I thought everyone was thinking that. I didn't think it was just me. You guys never really thought about that?
Of online mode? Yeah, I was hoping for it. I hope, like, if there's, like, a character creator.
I'm just saying, knowing Nintendo, that's, like, really, like, high expectations from them. Yeah, it's kind of weird, because, like, I mean, you know Nintendo of their quality.
Yeah.
But they don't, like, publish or, like, give us some crappy game. But now they're, like, I mean, Wii Music. It's a good idea for, like, little kids and, like, whatever Miyamoto is trying to do with it. But, come on, Wii Music.
Do not understand why Wii Music is even alive right now.
I can understand it completely, because it's gonna sell, you know, at least half a million units just because on the Wii brand alone. The only thing that really bothers me is that there's so much things in the Nintendo library that makes so much sense. So it's like a Pokemon MMO. I'm not a Pokemon fan, but I would buy a Pokemon MMO that they could do on the Wii. But they just choose not to. I mean, they know the ideas are there, but they just choose not to do it. I don't know why, though. It's like they just do enough just to get us just to satisfy us, but we never go above and beyond to really, you know, just, you know, like almost like a customer appreciation.
Yeah.
Like,
I would love a Pokemon MMO. I haven't played a Pokemon game since the Gold and Silver versions, but I would probably buy that game day one, man.
I know, cause it's just a great concept, but they don't want to do it. They rather have their you know, Pokemon Stadium. So let's move on to Mario and Luigi 3 for the DS. I'm not a big Mario and Luigi fan, I'll tell you that right now. I don't know what's gonna change my mind.
Are you serious?
I'm not that big of a fan. I'm not really a portable gamer too. I just never liked it. I tried the one before, and the first one. I just couldn't get into it.
I loved it. I'm like a serious fan of Mario and Luigi. I'm like so looking forward to it. Because the thing is, it reminds me so much of Super Mario RPG from...
But it's not Super Mario RPG.
I know, it's
not Super Mario RPG.
It's not at all. Like,
why can't they just give us Super Mario RPG 2?
That would be like awesome. That would be like the best thing ever.
Makes so much sense, but they won't do it. Damn it.
They're not gonna do it. Yeah.
They'd have to team up with Square again and have all the legal stuff and, you know, having to get the rights to make another game and blah, 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 blah.
Well, they can do a Super Mario RPG too, right? They don't have to call it that, but it could just be a spiritual successor. Have the same sort of timing game. Like you know what I mean? It could be Paper Mario. It could be like just like Paper Mario, except, you know, a portable version, maybe not 2D, maybe the 3D isometric view thing, and just have that same sort of, you know, the way the world realized in Mario RPG was great. I mean, I really felt like the world was actually a living, breathing place. Like, somewhere I can actually go and explore. You know, you had the Mushroom Kingdom, you had where Bowser lived, and you got to play as Bowser, and Bowser's a pretty kick-ass character. Okay, but let's move on from that. We talked a little bit about Wii Speak, the Wii Speak channel. Disaster. Do you guys have hope for that game?
Disaster.
Yeah, I want that to come to North America so bad.
I do. You know what? Disaster. I had a lot of high hopes for Disaster, and it just it kept going down, 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 and now it's at the point where I don't really care about it too much. The premise was so intriguing. The fact that the premise alone was so intriguing. It felt like the movie Day After Tomorrow, except you got to participate in that.
I love the concept of the like game, like the story and everything. And one thing that has me like crazy is like I see a video, and then like I'll be like, I don't want to buy this game anymore. Like it doesn't look good. And then like I'll say see another video, and it'll be like I'll be like, holy shit, I love that game. Like it's I don't know.
Rich, how are you feeling about the game though? You said you still want to get it.
Heck yeah, man! It's gotten good reviews over in Japan. And it's just, I don't know, it's very unique. It's like a mash of a bunch of games all in one. It's got like On Rails
worries me a bit.
And stuff like that.
On Rails worries me a bit. It's just I thought it'd be a little bit more open ended, like not open ended, but a little bit more room to explore a bit in that game, but they made it on Rails. I just don't know. It just doesn't resonate with me too much. Not only that, but isn't it just me? The game kind of looked like PS2-esque.
Yeah, it does look a little old, dated, kind of. But, I don't know. The mechanics of it just seems so much fun.
I'm still going to buy it. Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, it's a rental for me. It's a rental. And then, you know, if I like it, I'll buy it. But if not, you know, no harm in renting it. The conduit was at the Nintendo conference. Yeah, the conduit looked pretty kick-ass. Looks amazing.
Oh, man.
Like, there's nothing to do, like, to say with the conduit. Just, like, buy it. Like, at least to support, like, High Voltage, because they're, like, doing such a great job. They're, like, not the only, but, like...
One of the few
developers that are, like, really pushing the Wii. Like, they're actually, like, doing stuff for us, the hardcore gamers. They're, like, actually trying. They're actually, like, doing these games from, like, ground up, building it up for the Wii, just for the Wii. And, like...
I know, like, for me, personally... I don't know, like, it's the game that I wanted to, like, you know what I mean? It's a game for the hardcore fans. I just hope that a lot of I hope it sells well so that a lot of developers will take note of that and start making games with a serious tone in them. Like, a lot of Wii games seem to have this lighthearted tone, you know what I mean? It's nothing, it's not, like, it's a game that's not serious, and this game is, like, a serious game. Where they're paying attention to the detail. And they're trying to make a story out of it, and they're just... I just hope we have more games like that coming to the Wii. Because like, I look at Western developers this year, and I have a 360 and a PS3. I'm a gamer. And, like, they put a lot of effort in so many of these games, and I just wish they put half of that effort into a Wii game. Because, like, they have a lot of great ideas, and there's a lot of great ways to use the Wiimote. It's just the production values are, like, never there to support that idea. Like, Bloom Blox was, like, maybe an exception, a few others. But the conduit, you know, hopefully it succeeds and developers will take note.
I just got done playing Game Party 2. Oh, man, that's horrid. it's not good, man. It's like Ninja Bread style.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, I can't believe how much crap gets into the Wii's, like, library. It's like, oh, my God. Okay, let's just move on from that. Monster Hunter 3 was another big one there. And that game looks just, you know, another outstanding effort by Capcom. Capcom, you know, I would say is doing better than most devs on Wii. They're actually putting out stuff, and this is a major franchise. Did you guys see the lineups? Holy shit. Well, Capcom's been doing a lot better than other devs. Like, better than Ubisoft. Better than Ubisoft.
Who's not going to do better than Ubisoft? Are you serious? Like, that's...
What do you mean? Nintendo-like quality. They have Nintendo-like quality.
So I can't wait for Red Steel 2, and after playing the Rayman Raving Rabbids 2 game, you need to step it up a bit, I think.
Yeah, like, I mean, just too many party games on Wii, too many mini games, and, like, it's okay to have mini game. Like, some of them are fun, like WarioWare and Rayman Raving Rabbids were good, but so much of it, and just more of the same, you know what I mean? So, yeah, let's just, I really hope for, like, I was really looking forward to the double time on Wii. Like, I actually had some hope for that game, and then I saw it, then I saw how it played, and it looked so bad. And I was like, I couldn't believe Ubisoft. Like, they just don't want to put any effort. Let's just move on to Mad World. Mad World.
Oh man.
Mad World looks pretty sick. I'm loving that Sin City look. And good for Sega, man, putting out a really good game.
The super style.
Yeah, it does look awesome. Do you know, I heard that Kanye West was doing the music, right, for that game? What are you guys feeling about that?
That's pretty tight in my mind. Yeah.
Okay, good, you're on the right ship there. I heard some people saying they didn't really like the idea of him being on it. I liked it. I liked the music in the game that they had in the trailer. And if it's from him, I hope for more of the same. Okay, and one thing we wanted to touch upon was the fact that Nintendo's bringing out GameCube games onto Wii.
Yeah, I think they're bringing like 7 or so games from the GameCube over to the Wii and implying motion controls and whatnot to them.
And I think Pikmin was one of them. Anything else? Any other titles?
I think Metroid Prime 1 and 2, Pikmin 1 and 2, and a few others. DB Robo, those are all going to be hitting the thing.
I just want to ask something, like, do you guys like that idea of Nintendo doing remakes? I mean, like, why don't they let Capcom do the Resident Evil remakes, or like Ubisoft doing like whatever they're doing? I mean, seriously, like, what is this with like bringing like GameCube games to? I mean, the Wii plays GameCube games. I don't seriously want to like wag on my Wiimote again just to make like press the A button. Like, I can seriously buy GameCube and I just play on my Wii. They don't have to actually like waste time doing remakes from the like GameCube games and like not like putting that time again in my view, like another like game or something, like Wii game, like serious Wii game.
I think so. Like, a lot of the games didn't get much attention back when the GameCube was out, because you know it was the bottom of the barrel pretty much the entire run last gen. Just the games would get more attention, they would, a lot more people would be able to play them, and the games that they are going to be bringing over will probably benefit a lot from the motion controls added.
Yeah, like I actually like the idea. I mean, I think there's a certain problem if they try to get if they get Ubisoft to like do a couple of remakes, that there might be an issue there. But I think with Nintendo doing it, they're gonna control the price. They're not gonna pull a Ubisoft and charge us $40-$50 for added waggle controls.
I don't like that at all. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
they're not gonna have the time, like money in these games. I bet they're just gonna do like some waggle stuff where like just, oh, it's Wiimote compatible, like you gotta buy it, like to the casual gamer, so they will buy it. I just think, go spend $5, buy the GameCube game, it's the same thing.
Well, I just think, like, for certain games like Metroid, I mean, they're just going to obviously implement the Metroid Prime controls. And then, maybe for Pikmin, it's not going to be waggle, but it's going to be a point and click. I think that in itself is good enough. But I think for other games, too, they're just going to add, you know, waggle here, waggle there, and ship it out. But I think for certain games, it'll take a bit more time where it makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, there'll probably be some games that are good, but let's just continue on.
Okay, did you guys want to talk about the music games? Decisions with Wii Music versus Guitar Hero versus Rock Band?
Wii Music, yes. Wii Music, all the way. We have like 100,000 videos on our website, so go check it out. Wii Music is like the best.
Like, I'm not a big music fan. I know people love Guitar Hero and all that Rock Band and Wii Music, but I'm not a big fan of music games. I just can't get into them.
Yeah, but anyways, since we have some time restrictions, let's go directly to the questions. And before we do the questions, I just want to mention that if you listen to the to our intro music, well, that's actually a game, a music quiz game. And what you're going to do now is you're going to send us the name of the game that this music is played on and the name of the song to tips@twgnews.com. And the first one that does that with his name and his friend code, remember, you have to have your name and friend code in the email to win. if you send all those things together and you're right, well, guess what? You won 500 Wii points. Now, I just want to clarify that if you send that music quiz and you win the 500 Wii points, you're not eligible to win the questions Wii points, the one that you send, or you send us your questions and we will answer them. And if you're the first one that sent us your questions, guess what? You win a 500 Wii points. And you can ask Josh, who won 500 Wii points for this month's podcast. We gave him his game. He has it now. He's having fun with it. He's playing it right now in his Wii. So do the same. Win 500 Wii points just for sending a question to our podcast and have fun. So let's go to the questions, I guess.
All right. So who wants to read the questions, guys?
I have a question for you. This is from Josh. He actually won a 500 Wii point game, and I mean, he was the first one and the only one who actually sent us questions, and he got a Wii, Wii game. So if you want to win a Wii game, just send up your questions, and yep, we will choose whoever wins another.
Free game giveaway, man. Send your questions in. We will answer them for you, and we will win $5 of our money.
Yes.
That's questions. This is from Josh. What kinds of games does the Wii need more of? And the BS.
I think first-person shooters and RPGs. Those are my favorite too. There's really not that many great ones on the Wii right now. There's that one game on for the BS. I think it's called Move. That's just the entire name of the thing. It's Move.
Yeah, that's from Renegade like Kid.
Looks freaking tight. I mean, it just a first-person shooter, BS. It's futuristic on the moon kind of shit, you know.
Yeah, I really like the way that looks. Moon to me is, it feels almost like somewhere between Metroid and System Shock. I was a big fan of System Shock, so I'm hopefully this game really succeeds.
I think first person shooters, that's, or just hardcore games. Like, bring some RPGs and some first person shooters. Like, some good games, not some crappy ports from Ubisoft. Anyway, I'm sorry for hearing so much on Ubisoft, but like, that's,
they're not doing good on Wii.
they deserve it. Let's just say that.
Like for me personally, like the way, it's not really the question of games, like what kind of games. I just wish that developers would take a bit more time in like making these games and put a little bit more thought and production values into them.
Yeah, because they want to take it. At least the easy route, they can just put whatever they want on it and it's gonna sell.
It prints money. I love that gif. Okay, let's move on because we got one more question. It says here, if the next question is, if in fact a new Kid Icarus title is made for the Wii, describe how you want it to play. Would it be like the original NES game, something completely different? Give us your thoughts. I never played the original Kid Icarus game, so I have no clue. Have you played it?
It's a side-scroller kind of thing, platformer.
As far as I know, it's a cross between Zelda and Metroid. That's what I've heard.
I've never played it either, but I would love to see it remade, no doubt. Just to have something new, but old, kind of, I don't know, nostalgic.
I never beat Super Metroid. I've only played a bit of it. And the original Metroid, the same thing. I played a bit of it, but I never played it. But as soon as Prime came out, and as soon as Prime 3 came out, I just went back and played the original games. And I fell in love with them. And I just hope the same thing happens with Kid Icarus. I hope they do release the... you know what? I hope that they just take it in a different direction for me personally. I love when devs try to... You know what I mean? Try to make it their own.
Yeah.
To me, it's like...
Just change that.
Yeah. Like, if it's going to be... And I think with Kid Icarus, I saw some of the Capcom rumors earlier about the nickname Man Icarus.
Yeah, did you see the concept art for those?
Yeah, I saw them. I thought they actually looked very interesting.
Yeah, they looked pretty cool.
I like the fact that it was sort of like a fallen angel. You know, someone from higher grace, and he fell down. Like, you know, he fell down to, like, another plane or whatever. And I think that's interesting. I'm just wondering, is it going to be more of a flight game? Because I heard some rumors about it being a flight game, third-person action, and I don't really know, since I haven't played the game, which direction it should go.
I'd like to see it like a behind-the-shoulder kind of thing, like Resident Evil 4. Got your arrows shooting at people, or just anything.
So third-person action would be for you?
Yeah.
See, I'm just...
Maybe some flight simulation in there, too. Or he's got the wings.
See, I think it would be great to maybe have a combination of two of them, right? Like, have your action sequence and have some flight modes. Sort of like God of War 2 when you were with Pegasus and you're flying right through those places.
Uh-huh.
Like, to me, I hope they do something like that in, like, God of War, where you had that sort of differentiation so that the gameplay would be different. And that way it didn't feel as repetitive.
Yeah. Did you ever play... Or download Sin and Punishment?
No, because I didn't know what the hell that was. But everyone says it's amazing. I should download it though, just because I just heard like it's an on-rails shooter, but I heard it's just fun as hell.
Yeah, it's especially on games.
Yeah, so like Sin and Punishment 2, to me, I really want to try that out. Like rent it, and if I really like it, buy it. Yeah. So do anything else you want to talk about?
What haven't we talked about yet?
Some WiiWare titles. What we're looking forward to for the holidays. We didn't really go ahead.
There really isn't all too much to talk about, though. We don't really know what's coming up on the on WiiWare.
World of Goo. World of Goo.
That is, yeah, we should talk about that, because that game looks pretty fun.
Yeah.
Do
you want to explain it to all the people that don't know about it?
Right, World of Goo is supposed to be coming up tomorrow, which is October 13th. It's supposed to be 1,500 Wii points, if I'm not mistaken. And the entire goal of the game is to collect as many balls of goo as you can without, like, dropping any or anything like that. It's a... It just seems like so much fun. I don't know.
I love the art style.
Yeah, it's
art and exciting. the way the animations are, they just, you know what I mean? It gels so well together.
Yeah.
And it looks a lot better than so much of the Wii, the fully retailed games. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That has been such a weird occurrence that WiiWare games look better than the actual full scale Wii games.
For real, man. Like name anything, like 90% of the games on the Wii just look like poop.
Even some of them look PS1, like Chicken Shoot.
Yeah. Man, just...
it gets you so, like, frustrated at at what gets put out, but I heard some arguments about Nintendo, like, people talk about how Nintendo quality, about how when they had it, so many games got rejected and people didn't like that. But now all of a sudden they opened the floodgates and people aren't enjoying that either.
They so need to moderate some, like, I don't know. Not have it so it's whatever you want, free for all. Not dictatorship. But they just need to have some sort of quality control.
Yeah, I mean, some of the games are, like, so broken it's unplayable from what I've heard.
Yes.
Like, it's...
So many.
And some of the games are literally like flash games. Like games you can play for free.
Defend Your Castle.
Yeah, I've played it. I played a couple online versions. There's a lot of multiple variations of that game.
Yeah.
All the same concept, but, you know, different animations here and there. But still pretty fun. I can't deny that. I had some fun with it.
Yeah, it is pretty fun, but I mean
you can get it for free.
Yeah.
Who
you
goes?
Can get it for free. Why buy it?
Yeah. You know what I hope though? What they do with WiiWare is have a retro line where they like sort of like Mega Man 9.
Yeah.
Where they remake, where they have old gameplay styles, but like updates to them.
What would be really cool is like an online RPG, not like MMO style, but like a party of people just walking around having random battles, kind of like a, that'd be so tight.
Oh
just
my!
Like one person's a mage and one person's a fighter, and just hooking it up. That'd be so sick.
Oh yeah, I mean that would be great. Like you know, you have an RPG where you create a character, or whatever, and you play through that single player. But then when you go online, it's an open world, not open world in the sense that like you know like World of Warcraft, but like a world where you can meet a party, join up with them with your character that you upgraded through the single player, and play with other people online, and battle it out and see who has the best character.
That'd be sick.
And something like that to me doesn't seem like you need so much processing power. Because you can do everything through menus too, right?
And just like it could even just be like 2D style stuff. No, I'd buy it. Like give me a Final Fantasy looking like Final Fantasy 6 or something looking game on the WiiWare RPG style like that. I'd buy it for sure.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, what happened to the Crystal Chronicles?
Yeah, the one with the guy who was flying in the air with the goggles on and stuff.
What happened to that game? I mean, that game was supposed to come out day one on Wii, then it got delayed, and it's been, what, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And assuming it's
now
been...
There's the, what's it called, Echoes of Time, where it's the same old Crystal Chronicles-style game. I think DS and the Wii version are able to connect, so like if you have a Wii version, you can connect and play with somebody who has a DS version.
But the graphical styles exactly, like
But yeah, it still looks pretty good idea. I mean, if a DS and a player and a Wii player can connect, that's tight right there. So you don't, like one player person, if he doesn't want to buy the Wii version, can buy the DS version and still play with his friends.
Oh man. Anything else you want to talk about, man?
Nothing that comes to mind.
Nothing?
I guess it's wrap up.
Any upcoming features you guys wanna let them know about for the site?
I know there is going to be a one or two top tens coming out. There's going to be a games you may have missed section and about 5 reviews or so within the week of this. Of October 12th through the 18th. So come by our site, check out what we got to say, and hope you enjoy.
Send us questions, comments, you know. We're really pushing this site. We had a couple of features on Go Nintendo, and we had a pretty decent amount of people visiting our site. So when you guys just keep spreading the word like you guys been doing before, and hopefully we can better, you know, serve you guys. Send us email, anything. To let us know, you know, how you guys feel about the site, things you like, dislike. Just help us help make the site better for you guys. Because we have a lot of dedicated people here that really want to, you know, put on a really good site. And we just hopefully you guys just talk to us a bit more.
Well, thank you guys for being here with us. And hopefully you will join us next month with our second podcast. And remember to send all your questions, and the first one who sends us the questions to tips@twgnews.com will win 500 Wii points. And don't even, like, just because you're an hour late, don't think that like 100,000 people had sent questions, because probably they haven't. So just send us your questions. If you don't win, maybe you will win next month and we will actually answer your questions anyways. And another thing is, remember to send us the music answer for our music quiz, which is another 500 Wii points game. And make sure you send that to tips@twgnews.com. And see you next month. Thank you for being with us, and hopefully you will come back to our site. Thanks a lot.